Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. This is Cyrus Jinwala from San Francisco State University. Hello to you and your director, Greg Conway.
Good evening and welcome to the Homestead Orchestra Festival. We now have on stage the Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra conducted by Greg Conway. Their first piece is Fanfare, Fantasy, and Fugue by Richard Meyer. Then they will play Hymn Song of Philip Bliss by David Holsinger. And then they will close with Revelation's Edge by Alexander Safford. So please join me in welcoming on the stage the Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra and their conductor, Greg Conway.
Good-looking group. You guys look very professional, and I see terrific posture. And everybody looks attentive and happy to be there, which is great. Good start, nice bow control. Some violins seem maybe a little bit too close to the middle of the bow in bar 8, so make sure you check your bow placement when you reset there. Nice dynamic contrast at 15, that is very clear. And good crescendos. Nice legato playing here. Good transition into 26. Good balance in the low strings. The note length in the violoncello bass is very uniform at 34, which I like. It sounds like they're playing a little bit longer than the violins did in the previous passage. Basses sound a little bit sharp in 51. Nice quality of sound. First violin, see if you can carry the sound over the bow change into bar 60 so that that sort of joins the crescendo that's marked in the lower strings there. Balance is good in 64. Violin 1 is a little bit late on the C natural in the third beat. Nice crescendo into 70. Thank you for doing quiet page turns in that awkward place. Good intonation, Celli in 78. Thank you for that. You might think about starting with a little bit more sound in the beginning of 78 on that cello descending line so you have a place to diminuendo to. A little bit more, because I've heard you do earlier in the piece these great hairpin crescendos and diminuendos. I could use a little bit more clarity in the cello one in 82 into 83. You guys have a very good sound, by the way, if I haven't mentioned that already. It's nicely uniform in both soft and loud playing. Forte arrival point. I appreciate that you didn't make an accent there and that note didn't stick out on the downbeat of 89. Bit of page turn noise, I think, into 94. It's just a quiet place. Oh, beautiful rhythm at 103. I think the parts, that the inner parts with the eighth and pair of sixteenths could make a little bit more of that rhythm there. Part of it, I think, is also the space you're performing today. In the fugue. Maybe just a little bit crisper articulation in 125 from the seconds and violas, especially because you're in a lower voice there, and since you have the principal voice, you want to bring it out. Same thing in 129, 130 from cello bass. Celli bass in 136, be very particular about the rhythm, especially the placement of the last eighth note in that bar. It's an exposed spot, and so it will make a bit of a difference there. Really think eighth note pulse all the way through that bar. Arrival point at 148, I would love to hear more connection between the quarter notes as you change bow throughout there. Really nice dynamic contrast at 152 and 153. like the way the notes are released at the end of 155. Beautifully done. Didn't quite hear the crescendo from 159 into 160. That may have been a deliberate choice. But don't be afraid to use bow there, and maybe delay the crescendo until closer to 160 if you find you're running out of bow.
Nice job.
Very nice playing. Congratulations. Very nice feeling at the beginning of this piece. I like how you transition from bar 4 into bar 5. Lower divisio violas and upper divisio cellis, you could bring out your eighth notes maybe a little bit more. Nice motion in this section. And the whole orchestra moved together, which was great. Repeated notes just a little bit more, and basses make clear articulations in bar 18, 19 with the notes on the second beat, so that it's clear that there's a different rhythm going on there. Feeling and good sound in piano. I like the way the orchestra is able to hold the whole notes down so that the quarter notes and eighth notes can be heard there. Nice transition into 35. Thank you. aggressive, especially on the attack. Dig in on the change of pitch there, or the change of accents anyway. Very nice release, N45. Tubi hairpins, little crescendo hairpins at 57, what he might seem to indicate is that there should be a little growth over the bar line to the long note, but then maybe not sustained at that level that you could back off after that. It's not notated particularly clearly. Is maybe a little bit more crescendo over the bar line into 67 and really lean on the A natural so that when it resolves into the G you can relax a little bit. Beautiful work. Very nice to hear. Enjoyed that a lot. Thank you. A really difficult opening. You guys did a great job with that. Make sure you save low in the second bar and any place where that syncopated rhythm comes around so that you don't get behind by the third note. Yeah, I hear much better rhythmic precision after bar 17, and it needs to have that same precision in the quiet playing at the beginning. Articulation in the low strings at 56, 58. Very nice dynamic contrast and also contrast in color at 73. I think the 16th notes in 86 and 88 are a little bit rushed. Yeah, a very nice waltzy feel at 104. Thank you. just a hair late on the downbeat of 140 and 144 in cello bass. I think it gets behind after the first beat when you're playing the offbeats. Great work. Nice job, you guys. It's a pleasure listening to you. Thank you so much.